Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asuna Batzara Vashivyo. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Yor Yehoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Basmalka Freid. So we're moving along. We're already at the very, very, very end of Perek Chelek. We're continuing with the theme of the entire Perek, which has been Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba Ve'elu She'ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba. Now, obviously, there were many, many digressions along the way, but that has been the chorus. That has been the primary theme of the Perek. The Perek began talking about individuals that will have no chelek in the Olam Haba. Then, towards the end of the Perek, it shifted to start talking about groups of people, generations, that will or will not have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Mishnah that we're about to learn right now continues along with that thing. Zok the chelek Mishnah. Aseres hashvatim einon asidim lachzar. The Aseres hashvatim, the 10 tribes that were taken into exile, will not return from their exile in the end of days. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, vayitchem Hashem me'al admasam ba'afu v'chemo uveketzav gadol vayashlichem el eretz hacheres kayoyim hazeh. Now the pasuk is talking about the Yidden who are not behaving. As a result, vayitchem Hashem me'al admasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden from their land, Eretz Yisrael, ba'af ubechema uveketzav gadol, with a lot of anger, vayashlichem el eretz hacheres kayoyim hazeh, and he sent them to another land. Now Chazal had a mesorah that this pasuk was talking about the Aseres HaShvatim, and the basis for that mesorah, meaning the makar to it in the pasuk, is because it sounds like that this people that sinned and that are being exiled from Eretz Yisrael were sent el Eretz Acheres, to one individual land. Now, when the Yidden as a whole were sent into exile, they weren't sent into an Eretz Acheres. They were dispersed to many different places. The one exile that went dafka to Eretz Acheres was the exile of the Aseres HaShvatim. They went to Ashur, and it's for that reason Chazal felt that this pasuk is probably talking about the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, so where do you see from the pasuk then that the Aseres HaShvatim einon asidim lachzar? So the Mishnah continues and says it's based on a drasha. Mahayoyim hoylech ve'enoy choyzer, because the pasuk says that they'll be sent to an Eretz Acheres kayoyim hazeh, like the day, meaning their galus is compared to the day, just like the day goes and never returns. Now, the next day will happen, but the day itself that goes will never come back. Afheim, so to the Aseres HaShvatim, Hoylchim, the Einon Chayzer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Aseres HaShvatim, Einon Asidim Lachs. Rabbi Eliezer argued. He said, Kayoyim Azet. No, the way you're supposed to learn this is a little bit differently, meaning good pshat in the pasuk, it's talking about the Aseres HaShvatim, but at the same time, the drosh of Kayoyim Hazeh is different. In fact, 180 degrees different. Mayoy Mafalu Meir, just like the day goes from being dark to becoming light, right? The Yoyim is Hoylech Acher Alayla. So really, when day starts, it starts in the Finsternish, it's mafel, but afterwards it's mayor. Af Aseres HaShvatim, so to the Aseres HaShvatim, she'afelu lahem, who right now they're in Golos, and as a result, they're living in a choshech, they're living in an afelu, kach asida lahar lahem, at some point, they are going to have light. Either way, in the Mishnah, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yakiv and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not the Aseres HaShvatim are asidim lachzar, or whether the Aseres HaShvatim are not asidim lachzar. Now, what does it mean, asidim lachzar? So if you look at Rashi here in the Mishnah, there's a very, very long Rashi where Rashi seems to be not 100% sure. But stating that, the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa in 1 second. And in the Braisa, we're going to have the same exact Machloikis Tanon, whether or not the Aseres HaShvatim are Asidim Lachzar or not. And over there, it's Mefurish that we're discussing Olam Haba. So we'll take the simple approach to the Sugya. And that is that the Mishnah that has a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the Aseres HaShvatim are Asidim Lachzar or in Asidim Lachzar, it's Le'inyan Olam Haba. Now, what's Olam Haba? Oh, so that already we have to refer to the beginning of the parak. Machloikis, Rambam, Ramban, and Shara Gmul, Hadvar Matikin. But in terms of the specific time in which the Tanam debated, will the Aseres HaShvatim partake or will they not? The pashtus is we're dealing with Olam Haba. Zok the Gemara, Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Aseres HaShvatim, Ein Lohem Chelok Olam Haba. The Aseres HaShvatim will not have a Chelok in Olam Haba. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, it's the Pasuk Rabbi Akiva quoted in the Mishnah. Vayitchem Hashem. When it says that the Aseres HaShvatim were taken from their land, what it means is Vayilu Mazeh. Vayashlichim El Eretz Acheres. And when it says that they were sent to an Eretz Acheres, Lo'ilam Abba, what it's referring to is Lo'ilam Abba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Ishkvar Akko, and Mishum Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who lived in Akko, said over the name of Stam Rav Shimon, who's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So this is Rav Shimon ben Yehuda from Akko, saying over in the name of the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rav Shimon Bayechai teach the pasuk as follows: Im maseim kayem azeh, if the aseres hashvatim are kayem azeh, meaning they're continuing to sin the way they sinned when they were taken into galus im choizrim, then enochinami they won't have a chelok in olam haba. The im lav choizrim, meaning just because the aseres hashvatim were taken into galus, that in and of itself did not seal their fate that they can't have a chelok in olam haba. It was still contingent. It was mitzvah talivikah. If they would do tshuva, then fakaret, they would get back their chelok in olam haba, right? Ein kol dover oimei b'pnei tshuva. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Hilchas Tshuva, after he brings the 24 ways a person could lose his olam haba. So what's the great caveat of the Rambam? Bamed varim amurim kishemeis. And he's oimei b'risha. He didn't do tshuva. But if you do tshuva, then all bets are off. And even the aseres hashvatim, to the extent that they would do tshuva, they would have a chelok in olam haba. Rebbe, oimei Rebbe says, b'am heb lo olam haba. I know that the aseres hashvatim are going to have a chelok in olam haba. Like, and what's the makar to that? It says, "V'hoye b'yei mahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol." What's the end of the pasuk? Uvoho oivdim beretz Ashur, v'hanidachim beretz Mitzrayim, v'shtachvu l'Hashem b'harak kodesh b'Yerushalayim. And who are the oivdim beretz Ashur? It's referring to the Aseres HaShvatim. So you see clearly that v'hoye b'yei mahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol, uvoho oivdim beretz Ashur. It's mafurish that the Aseres HaShvatim are going to have a chelok in olam haba. So either way, in the Mishnah, there were two shitas. In the Mishnah was Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, whether the Aseres HaShvatim have a chelok in olam haba or not. Rabbi Akiva said no. Why? Their galus is compared to the day. And Mahayoyim Hoylech Vein Echazer, Afim Hoylech Vein Echazer. Rabbi Eliezer said, yeah, because their galus is compared to the day. And Mahayoyim Mafalu Meir, Afaseres Hashvatim Shafelu Lehem now Asida Lahar Lehem. In the Brice, it was three shitas. What are the three shitas? The first shita is Rabbi Akiva. It's the same Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that Aseres Hashvatim have no chelok in olam haba. Rabbi, skipping to the third shita, is like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that Aseres Hashvatim will have a chelok in olam haba, albeit from a different makar, almost a mafurish a pasuk. V'hoye b'yeim ahu yitak b'shei for gadol uvohu ha'ovdim b'eretz Ashur v'shtachtu l'Hashem b'arakodesh b'Yerushalayim. And then there's the third shita, the middle shita, that's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Ishkvar Akko in the name of Reb Shimon, who said it depends if they do tshuva, yeah, and if not, not. Meaning, it's not like they for sure have a chelok in olam haba, and it's not like they for sure lose their olam haba. They have bechir like anybody else does. What they did was miserable. It was terrible. And by the way, if they don't do tshuva, they taka don't have a chelok in olam haba. But nobody says that they can't do tshuva. Either way, says the Gemara. Who is the Tana that holds that the Aseres HaShvatim will not have a chelok in olam haba? It's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said it in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Bar Bachan said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Shavku Rabbi Akiva l'chassidusei. That Rabbi Akiva, for some reason, when it came to this inyan, he let go of his great midas hachassidus. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that the Aseres HaShvatim have no chelok in olam haba. It's lo matim for Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is usually a chassid. And as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to say he was a chassid in the inyan of Olam Haba. Meaning Rabbi Akiva is tailing Olam Haba. He wants people to have a portion in the world to come. Yet here Rabbi Akiva holds not that way. So Rabbi Yochanan commented, he said, Shafka Rabbi Akiva l'chassidusei. And by the way, if this sounds familiar, because this was the last Gemara of the previous staff, right before the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said regarding the Anshei Dar Hamidbar that they're not going to have a chelok in Olam Haba. And there too, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shavka Rabbi Akiva l'chassidusei. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Yochanan, this is really counterintuitive in terms of Rabbi Akiva. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Akiva, the chassid, shouldn't have said that the Aseres HaShvatim have no chelik in Olam Haba, it's probably because he felt there's like a good makar that they are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Now, the truth is that we saw two makairos that he might have a chelik in Olam Haba, right? Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Kayoy Mazeh, Mahayoy Mafalu Meir, Afaser Sashvatim, Shafelu Lehem, Asid Lahar Lehem. Rabbi said, Vahoy Bayoy Mahu Yitoka Beshoy for Godel, Uvo, Ivden Beres Asher, Vishnak Velashem Arakadish Bishalayim. Two Makairis already, where Rabbi Akiva the Chosid had something to latch onto and say that the Aseres Hashvatim will have a chelik in Olam Haba. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Shafka Rabbi Akiva the Chasiduse, what was bothering him was not Rabbi Eliezer's drasha in the Mishnah, not even Rabbi's drasha in the Braisa. There was a pasuk that he thought was even more mafurish. And this pasuk is in Yirmiyahu Perek Gimel. The pasuk says as follows. The Navi is talking. Go deliver the following message to the north. And you shall say, Shuva Meshuva Yisrael, Noom Hashem, that the Shovivim, the people that are far from the Yidden, should do tshuva. Loi apil ponai bochem ki chaser ani nu'um Hashem. And if you will do that, then I will not keep the anger that I have for you. Loi etar lo'ilo, my sinna is not something that I am going to store. Now this pasuk said Rabbi Yochanan, we know is talking about the Aseres Hashvatim. And Hashem sent a message to the Aseres Hashvatim. And the message was, Shuva Meshuva Yisrael, do tshuva. Now, in Chanami, they have to do tshuva. But Rabbi Akiva is literally just wiping out the Olam Haba as if there's nothing that they can do. Shavka Rabbi Akiva l'chassiduse. Because even if he didn't love Rabbi Eliezer's drosh in the Mishnah, Mechatesi, and even if he didn't like the pasuk of Ahoy Bayayim Ahu Yitok HaBashay for God Uvo Evdim Baritz Asher, but this seems to be a mafurish pasuk, and if Rabbi Akiva, even this pasuk he didn't like, must be Shavka l'chassiduse. Says the Gemara, my chassiduse. Where do you find that Rabbi Akiva was a chassid specifically as it relates to Olam Haba? Again, when you think of Rabbi Akiva, you think of the great Rabbi Akiva, and he certainly feels like a chassid. But Rabbi Yochanan's hergish here is a little bit more from an intellectual perspective. I know Rabbi Akiva is a makel, so to speak, when it comes to Olam Haba. And if Rabbi Akiva here is saying, Aseres Hashvatim, Olam Chelik, Olam Haba, it's Shavka Rabbi Akiva the Chassidus. So the Gemara wants to know, where do you find that Rabbi Akiva is a makel when it comes to the Sugya of Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, we know from the following Braisa, the Tanya, Ktane, Bnei, Rishay Yisrael, Ktanin, that are the sons of Rishay Yisrael. So you have a Yid, who's a Rasha, and he has a son, and that son died. So the question is, will that son have a chelik in Olam Haba, or will the son not have a chelik in Olam Haba? In other words, a katan that dies, does a katan get a chelik in Olam Haba or not? So the Braisa says, "Ktanei bnei Rishay Yisrael ein ba'in ba'olam Haba." Shenem, the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Malachi. Kihine hayoyim ba boyer katanor. The day is going to come, and it's going to be so hot, it's going to be like an oven. And all the Rishon are going to be like straw. What happens when straw goes into a fire? The day itself is going to consume them. And you know what's going to happen with these Rishon? They're not going to have a shayrish, and they're not going to have an onuf. Now, the Gemara understands that shayrish and onuf mean something related to their children. So they're not going to have a shayrish and anuf, and it's going to affect the children. Ki'ilu, the child is the shayrish. The child is the anuf. Says the Gemara, and shayrish ba'ilu mazeh, the anuf la'ilu mabad divrei Rabbi Gamliel. That the pasuk according to Rabbi Gamliel is saying that the children of the Rishaim are going to lose out their Olam Haba, and they're not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Kiva said, no, bon heim lo Olam Haba. The Bnei HaRisham are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Because the pasuk says, Shomer Psoim Hashem. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? Literally, that means God protects the fools. Shekein Koyim Bekraki Ayom Liyanuka Pasio. Because there's a certain place, Rabbi Akiva said, and in that place, they used to refer to a child as a pasya. You know, Rabbi Akiva used to travel. Achabar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is familiar with different languages in Shas. And he said, I know that Bekraki Ayom, they refer to a yunuka as a pasya. And that's the drasha. Shoyim Ripsoyim Hashem. Hashem will protect the children of Rishon. For Omer, he said, I have another pasuk. A pasuk in Daniel. Goidu Ilana. You can cut down the tree. Vichablui. And you can destroy the tree. Baram Iker Shar Shoyim Arashvuku. But the root is going to remain inside. And what does that mean? The root is going to remain inside. It means that the children will not be impacted by it. So what then did the Navi Malachi mean when he said that the day is going to be like a furnace and the Rishon are going to be like kash, straw, and they're going to be wiped out to the point they won't have a shirish or an anuf. What do those words mean? If it's not referring to children, what does it mean? They're not going to be left with a mitzvah or even a shiraim of a mitzvah. Rashi says that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward the Rishayim in this world for all the mitzvahs that they do. So like this, when they come to Olam Haba, there's going to be no mitzvahs left for them to get any Olam Haba for. They're going to have no neshama, no guf, meaning they themselves are going to lose their Olam Haba. But in terms of the children, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to lose their Olam Haba. Either way, we see in the Braisa, a machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva regarding the children of Rishon. Will they have a chelik in Olam Haba or will they not? According to Rabbi Gamliel, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, yet. The Braisa concludes and says, Aval Ktani ben Erishay Ovdei Chacham. This is all the children of Yidin that are Rishon. However, as it relates to Bnei Rishay Oibdei Kechavim, Divrei Akol, everybody holds, Ein Bam, Olam Haba, they're not going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and Nafkalei, the Makar to this is, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Vata'abed Kol Zecher Lamai, this Pasuk is referring to Olam Haba, and the Pasuk says that the Goyim, that's more specifically what the Pasuk is referring to, are going to lose even a zecher, meaning they're not even going to have children that are going to merit a portion of the world to come. By the way, this Gemara is one of the Makairis that even Oivdei Kechavim have a Chelek in Olam Haba. It's only the Bnei Rishay Oivdei Kechavim, right, that we're dining here. But it sounds like, for sure, there's a concept of Olam Haba as it relates to Oivdei Kechavim, Vadvarim Atikin. Either way, this is the Chasidusei of Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said, Shafka Rabbi Akiva, the Chasidusei. So again, in our Sugi, Rabbi Akiva holds Asayus HaShvatim, have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yochanan's remark was, Shafka the Chasidusei, because you see, Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that the Bnei Rishay Yisrael will have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Gemara now is going to digress, not mamish digress. We're going to continue to discuss Olam Haba, but it's a little bit me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. So just to be clear, just to get Pashup Shan in this Gemara proper, this last Gemara that we just learned, this Braisa, Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, is discussing K'tane B'nei Rishay Yisrael. So you have a Rasha, a person who has no chelik in Olam Haba. He has a child that's a katan. Will that katan have a chelik in Olam Haba or not? Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Gamliel, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, yeah. The Gemara now is going to pivot and discuss what happens if a katan dies. His father's a tzaddik. His father's a chashuv person. His father's an erlich yid. Rachmana litzlan, a child dies. Does that child have a chelik in Olam Haba? Or does that child not have a chelik in Olam Haba? Zok the Gemara, itmar. Katan me'imasai bola Olam Haba. At what age do we say that a katan is included in Kol Yisrael? Yesh lem chelik l'Olam Haba. Rab Chiyah v'Rab Shimon b'Rabbi. It was machlekes Rab Chiyah and Rab Shimon b'Rabbi. Chadama one said, Mishosha noila v'chadama. And the other one says, Mishosha siper. So one of them, we don't know who said what, said that when does a katan that dies merit a chelik in Olam Haba? As long as he was born. Meaning, Mishasha Noilad, as long as he was Noilad, that would be enough for him to have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. He's a Yid, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. V'chadam, the other one said no. Mishasha Siper, but if a child dies before he's able to talk, he won't have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Madam, Mishasha Noilad, Madam, and the same Mishasha Noilad, Shnemer. He learned it from the following Pasuk in Tehillim. Yavoyu v'yagidu tzidkosai la'am Noilad ki asa. So the Pasuk is talking about the tzedakah, meaning Olam Haba. And it says, who's going to get Olam Haba? La'am Noilad. So Pasha, it means the nation that was born. But we teach, no, any member of the nation that was born is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Madam, Mishasha Sipit, Madam, says Mishasha Sipit, what's the Makar? Dechsiv, this is also a Pasuk in Tehillim. Zera Yavdenu, Yisupar, Ladoinoi, Ladar. And what does this Pasuk mean? That Zera, that's Yisupar, a Zera that's able to talk, Miloshin Lesaper, that child is going to be Lashem Ladar, he's going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for future generations, he's going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Itman, Ravina, Amar Ravina, said Mishal Shenisra. You want to know at what point the child merits a portion of the world to come? As soon as he's conceived, meaning even before he was Noilad, even a Nefel, even a mother that miscarries a child, that child is a Yid, will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Dechsev, the Pasuk says Zeri Yavdenu. So he came from the same Pasuk that we just read. Zeri Yavdenu, Yusupar Lashem Ladar, but not Darshaning Yusupar, but Zera. As soon as it was already Nizra, this child was already sown, the child was conceived, at that point the child will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Mishasha Nima. That's as soon as the child is Bismillah. Dechsev, also Pasuk in Tehillim. Oni ani v'goyvei aminah nasasi eimecho afuna. And the way we dash in the Pasuk is, Oni ani. This is the Meshayer, right? David HaMelech talking. That even though I'm an Aram man, ki'ilu, right? I don't have mitzvahs. I'm very, very young. I couldn't do mitzvahs yet. The Goyveya, still, when I die, it's not going to be Misa, it's going to be a Vayigva. Because I'm going to ultimately stand at Chias HaMesim, I'm going to ultimately get Olam Haba. And when is that true? It's Minayar. Once I'm already a child, but when I'm nasasi emecha afuna, when I'm carrying your yira, which means I have the oiz bris kodesh on me, I already have a bris mila. Tana mishum rameir, we learned it right in the name of rameir, vishashi omer, amen. You want to know at what point a katan is going to have a chelik in olam haba? It's as soon as he says amen. Remember, the pasuk says, pischu sha'arim, v'yavai goy tzadik, shomer amunim. So open up the sha'arim, olam haba. V'yavai goy tzadik, let the righteous nation enter. Who's the righteous nation? They're Shomer Amunim. Atikri Shomer Amunim. Elo Shomer Amen. Interesting taich. Shomer Amunim means Shomer Amen. My Amen. What does Amen mean? Amr Abchanina. Kel Melech Nemar. Rashi says that when the Gemara says my Amen, we don't mean like in general my Amen. But if the criteria to enter Olam Haba is saying Amen, then there must be something very profound in this Amen that gets you the ticket to Olam Haba. Yeah, Amen means Kel Melech Nemar. So a child that's able to say Kel Melech Nemon, he's able to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, at that point, he's included in Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'el Mabah. Either way, so if you do the math, we just had five shittas, in terms of at what age a cotton that dies is going to have a Chelek Lo'el Mabah. The first two shittas were Machlokes Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe. We don't know who said what. One said Mishal Shenoylad, and the other one said Mishal Shesiper. Ravina was the third shita mentioned. He said Mishal Shenizra. As soon as the child is conceived, if the child dies in utero, the child will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said Mishal Shenimel. The child has to have a bris milah. And the name Rav Meir was said Mishal Sheyomer Amen. Amen meaning Kel Melech Nemon. When the child is on some level Mekabel all of Ol Malchus Shamayim, it's at that point that the child is going to be able to enter the world to come. And the truth is, if you think about this Gemara, it's a Gemara that's literally Oymed Berumay Shalayla. I mean, this is a very, very poignant Gemara. The Gemara is discussing at what point a child that comes to this world, that Rahmana Litzlan leaves the world very, very prematurely, will, on the other side, be Zoycha to Olam Haba or not. And really, from the Gemara, it sounds like it's five shittas. So let's just work on this a little bit. Number one, the first two shittas were Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe. It was a Chad Omer v'Chad Omer. Chad Omer Mishoshe Noilad v'Chad Omer Mishoshe Sipe. So whenever there's a chad omar, and we don't know who said what, so of course, we run to the Sfarim Shank, and we pull out the very, very thin blue sefer called Shem Olam, and we take a look, and we hope that it's not one of the few exceptions that Rav Reuven Margolis put out to the Olam, if you remember. He said, maybe help me, because I got stumped on a few. He said, a hempel pulim where I could explain it, but I'm trying to figure this out in the glata oifim. But either way, Rav Reuven Margolis says, a dover nifla kedarki v'akodesh. He says, take a look at Mesechta Soita, daf yud beis amar aleph. The Gemara over there says, Tana. And this is dover be'itay matoif. Amram gadol adar haya. Amram was the gadol adar. Kivan shegaza pari arasha kol haben hayulot hayoyret hashichu. As soon as pari arasha made a gzera, he said that any little boy that's born has to be thrown into the Nile River. Amar Amram said, lashav anu amelam. Why are we having children? We're wasting our time. Amar he got up, v'girish esishta. He divorced his wife. Amdu kulam, so everybody else got up, v'girishu esnisha same, and they divorced their wives as well. Amar like Bitai, says daughter, Miriam, turned to him and said, Abba, Tata, Koshik Zeiroscha, Yoisim Isha Pari. Your Xer is worse than Pari's Xer. Shapari, like Gozer El Alaschorim. Because Pari was only Gozer and Schorim. The Ato Gozarta Alaschorim Alanakevois. But you, by not having any children, so now there's going to be no Schorim, no Nakevois. Meaning, if we take every Zachar, we throw him into the Nile, at least we'll have Nakevois. But because of what you're doing, so no one's procreating, there's no Puruvu, there's no Schorim, there's also no Nakevois. And she continued, she said, Pari, like Gozer El Alamazet. Pari was only Gozer and Alamazet. The Ato, but because of you, there's no Olam Hazeh, there's no Olam Haba. Meaning in Paris Gzera, a child's born is going to be thrown into the Nilus. Okay, so the child's going to be thrown into the Nilus, but at least the child was born. And because the child was born, the child will have Olam Haba. But because of your Gzera, there's no Olam Hazeh, and there's no Olam Haba. And Pari Arash, Safik Miskayemes, Gzeirah, Safik Inim Miskayemes. And at the end of the day, let's be honest, Paris Amelech Basavadam, we don't know for sure if his Gzera is going to have a Kiyam. But at the Tzaddik, you're a Tzaddik. And a tzaddik is gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayim. Yerushalayim, and bevadei shegzeiroschem miskayemes. And then, of course, we know the end of the brayse is that Amram got up, he was machzer ishtoy, amdu kulam, dechziru nishaseyem. And as they say, the rest is history. But says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, we have a brayse, where the brayse says mefurish, that one of the tainas Miriam told Amram, gzeiroscha kosher mishal paroi, is because paroi loy gozer elo b'olam hazeh. Abba va'ata ba'olam hazeh v'lo olam haba. This braisa is prefaced by the word Tana. Rabbi Ruvim Margolis says, take a look in Seyda Adoiris. In Seyda Adoiris state, that anytime you find in Shas Stam Tana, it's Rabbi Chiya. So he says, if that's the case, it's Hafla of a fellow. It's Gevaldig Mamish. In our Gemara, we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon the Rebbe. Chad Omar, Chad Omar, Chad Omar, when does a cotton get Olam Haba? It's Mishoshe Noilad. The Chad Omar, it's Mishoshe Siper. Here we have a Tana, which is Rabbi Chiya, that says Mefurish, that Paralei Gozer, Elam Olam Hazeh, Va'atab Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. So he says, Meres, the Tana of this Tana is of the opinion that as soon as a child is born, the child's going to have a Chelik Olam Haba. Who is Tana? It's Rabbi Chiya. Must be Rabbi Chiya is the one that said Mishoshe Noilad. And if that's the case, Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe said Mishoshe Siper. This is Teres Emes Lamitai Mamish. But either way, as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, so there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe where a Moshe Feinstein was asked the shaila. Someone asked from Moshe the shaila. You could see why somebody would ask a shaila like this. Shein Einmal, and this was the question. Somebody had lost a young sibling and asked the Gadol Adar, "Will my sibling become the Tchias HaMesim? Meaning, on the other side, am I going to be zoicha to see that child?" Or am I not going to be zoicha to see this child? So Rav Moshe wrote as follows. He said, "Hine bedvar sheiloscha im nifolim yikumen kishiyavis matchias ameis b'meir." So the shaila was where someone had miscarried a child. Hine Ravina dehu basra, said Rav Moshe. Ravina, who we know is the basra, meaning when it comes to halacha l'maisa, if Ravina is mentioned somewhere in the sugya, we almost always paskel like Ravina, and the reason is because Ravina is the basra. But in klali apsach, if you have a Ravina and no one told you if I cared, halacha is like Ravina. Shalacha k'moisay, Amar b'Sanhedrin daf kuf yudam edeis al katan me'emosay ba lo'olam haba mishoshen Izra. So if you go through the five shittas, it's Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. The Gemara didn't know who said what, but it could be Rabbi Margolis might have solved that riddle. Ravina, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok and Mishum Rameir. But here's the bottom line: Ravina is the Basra, and Ravina said mishoshen Izra. So Rabbi Moshe said halacha k'moisay b'chol makoy. That means we paskin like Ravina, and he said it's posh that this child is going to become l'tchias hamesim. He was mitzayin another gemara k'subis kuf yod aleph with the gemara over there darshins a pasuk. The pasuk says yichyu meisecha nivelasi yikumon. Pasuk's talking about tchias hamesim. There's some ribuy in this pasuk, and the gemara says ahu benefalim hu dechsev. Rashi in the sugya quotes this gemara shtelz it sutu ravino. That's a mefurish gemara k'subis kuf yod aleph. So he tells this shoyl that not only will the nefel become l'tchias hamesim, and not only will the nefel have a chelik in olam haba, but he's going to have a much better than the rest of us, because we know we have to go through Gilgal mechilis. It's not so simple for someone that came down to this world and did averus to get into olam haba. You have to go through different inyanim. A child that comes to this world and then leaves the world prematurely in a pure state, where the child was never toyim tam chet. He said that child not only will he have a chelik in olam haba, like Ravina said, but that child, to the contrary, that child is not even going to have to go through any of the inyanim that people have to go through in order to have their chelik in olam haba. This is a Rav Moshe who's comforting a child, but kedarkei b'kodesh. There's no agenda in Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe tells you the reina halacha. It's in Igros Moshe. It's in Yeridei Chelak Gimel. It's Simin Kuf Lamed Ches. And Rav Moshe said it's Poshet. This is the halacha Shehutzrich Ledoiris. And that is that avada, a child is going to have a chelik in olam haba. Even a nefel is going to have a chelik in olam haba, because we paskin like Ravina as it relates to Mishoshe and Israel. Just one interesting thing that I think is kedai to mention, and that is in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudeya Simin Reish Samach Gimel. This is in Hilchas Milo. So the Mechaber says Tinoik Shemes Koidim Sheagia Liyos Ben Shmoina Molin Oisei Al Kivroi Betzurei Bekana. If a child dies, a boy, before the child is 8 days old, so the minig is to give the child a bris milah. Now, they do it b'tzura b'kana, either with a rock or like a stick, a reed, the in mevarchen ala milah, and they don't make a bracha on the mila. Avu mesimim loy shem. They give him a name. Lezecher sheirachmu min hashamay v'yichy b'tchias ha-mesim. That it's somewhat related to tchias ha-mesim. The Vilna Goyen in his Bir Hagra says, take a look at Sanhedrin. Daf kuf yud on the base. What do you see in Sanhedrin kuf yud on the base? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that when is a katan going to merit a portion in the world to come? It's mishal shenimel. So even though we don't paskin like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, but at the same time, the minhag Yisrael is that if it's shaykh to give the child a bris mila, this is something that you do. We've mentioned over the years several times, there's a famous tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, it's in Yerideh Tinyana Kuf Samech Dalet, where they had buried a child and they didn't give the child a bris mila, meaning they didn't do this minhag that the Mechaber brings in Reish Samech Gimel, and they wanted to know if they should uncover the child, mamish pull the child out of the kfura to give him a bris mila because of this inyan. And then Yehuda gets involved. There's no cherdas adin when it comes to a katan. What about gulgulim? It's interesting. Rabbi Kivegan is a goyis and shulchan aruch. I just saw on that halach in Reish Samech Gimel. He says ayin shayos the tshuva snayde b'Yehuda. So Rabbi Kivegan was ready mitzayin the snayde b'Yehuda. That's dvar matikin. But again, this is just more the ravcha the milsa. It's not meikar adin for sure because we paskin like Rav Moshe Shtel Davek, like Ravina, and that is when does a katan get a chelik in olam haba? It's already Mishoshe Nizra. Zok the Gemara Vayta. More on the topic of Olam Haba. The pasuk says using Yeshaya. Lochein hirchiva sha'ol nafsho ufara pia levlichayk. So this is a very poetic pasuk, but the pasuk is talking to Gehenim. Lochein hirchiva sha'ol nafsho. Right, Gehenim, widen your mouth. Ufar apia levli chayk. So like this, levli chayk. All these guys, levli chayk, should be able to enter. What does this mean? Amrei shlokish, rei shlokish said, lemisha meshayra afilu chayk echad. Gehenim, open your mouth really wide, because a person that left out even one chayk, meaning he was Mekayim Kala Teir Kula, but there was one mitzvah that he didn't do properly, he's going to end up in Gehenim. Amrei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, lenicha lemarayu damar luhachi. Ishlakish, don't talk this way. Why would you say that? You mean Mekachuk on Yidin? You mean to tell me that a Yid that did everything, 612 out of 613 mitzvahs, he's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba? Just the opposite, said Rabbi Yochanan. Afelo, afilu loy lomad, elo chayk echad. Even if he only learnt a chayk echad, even for that itself, you can have a chelik in Olam Haba. So according to Ishlakish, what does it mean? Afilu chayk echad, that even if you were Meshayer a chayk echad, Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. It means someone that didn't even do one thing, because if he did one thing, that's going to be enough for you to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Now, in terms of what chelik and what shlav of Olam Haba, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were talking about, this is a monster discussion in the Rishonim. In Kan Mekayim Laharich, Beis Hashem, maybe we'll get back to this one day. But in terms of Olam Haba, we know enough by now to know that not all Olam Habas mean the same thing, and not all Achras Hayamims mean the same thing. So in terms of the nuance of this Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, there's clearly something very heavy going on over here, right? Talk about Mikotza El HaKotza. According to Rish Lakish, you miss out one thing, you're doomed. According to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as you do one thing, you're not doomed, right? So a major, big-time machloikis related to Olam Haba, but again, you have to know the nuance of all these different sugyas as it relates to this. Again, the Rishayim are very mayrich. Either way, the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Zechariah, V'hoya, b'chala aretz lo mashem, pi shnayim ba yikorsu yigvo, v'atshlishis yivasabar. So again, this is another cryptic pasuk in the end of Sefer Zechariah, where the Navi says that somehow in the end of days, referring to Olam Haba, 2/3 of mankind will be yikarsu, they'll be wiped out. There's 1/3 that's going to be saved. So what does this mean? And this is actually interesting because it jives a little bit with some of the chumash that we're holding in. Amar Ish Lakish said, shlishi shall shame. That what it means is a third of shame. Now if you look at Rashi on the right side, there's two very, very long Rashis that go through this. Mamish, a whole amid long. But the gist of it is that the word shlishis, damayram on the third, meant a third of third. So it doesn't mean three, it doesn't mean a third. There's like a double third going on over here. So what does shlishi shall shame mean? What it means is a third of Shem's third son. Shem, as in Shem ben Noach's third son was Arpachshad. Arpachshad is the father of who would eventually be Avram Avinu, which means that essentially what the pasuk is saying is that 1/3 Ki'ilu of Avram Avinu's mishpacha is going to ultimately have a chelik in Olam Haba. I mean, Olam Haba is meant for Yisrael, that the tzaddikim call Yisrael Yeshlam chelik Olam Haba, but not everybody. It's only vashlishis yivaseba, as if to say not all Yidden are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. This is what Rish Lakish said. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said loy nichal marai damr lohachi, the same exact lashon. He says, why are you learning the pasuk this way? Ela afilu shlishi shal noyach. You know, you read the pasuk, you're right. Shlishis is a double third, but the first third is actually referring to Shem. Shem is the third son of Noach, right? Shem Cham and Yafes, but that's in order of their chashivos, or we Shem is mentioned in order of chashivos, right? We show in a mucho what the order is. But Shem, in terms of age, was actually the third son of Shem. So Shem is the of Noach. So Shem is the third son of Noach. Arpachshad is the third son of Shem, and all of that is going to all of that is going to merit a portion of the world to come. So again, Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish that why would you darshan the pasuk azoy lignai if you could darshan it l'shvach, a third gemara with the same exact kinech ki noichi ba'alti bochem v'lakachti eschem echad meir ushnayim mi mishpacha. The end of the pasuk is v'hevesi eschem tzion. This is a pasuk in Yom Perikimel. Again, it's talking about the gula asida, and Hashem says ki noichi ba'alti bochem. Right, I'm going to show you I'm boss. V'lakachti eschem, and I'm going to take you echad meir, one from a city, ushnayim mi mishpacha, two from a family, and you're going to come to tzion. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish that you meant to take this pasuk literally, as if to say in the end of days, we're not all going to enter Tzion, but it's going to be Echad, Meir, V'shtayim, Mishpach. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, L'nich, L'nam, Rai, Damad, Hachi, why are you saying this? Elo Echad, Meir, Mezakeh, Kol, Eir, Kula, U'shnayim, Mishpacha, Mezakin, Kol, Mishpacha. Echad, Meir, will be Mezakeh, the year. And Shnayim, Mishpach, meaning not everyone will have the Schusim in it of themselves to be able to enter, but the ones that have the Schusim will ultimately bestow from their schus on everybody else. The Gemara says this exchange happened not only between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, but it happened between Rav Kahana and Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana made the Rav. Rav Yosef Ka'amar. Dvarim Kichsavim. He also was saying over this pasuk in Yirmiyo, Echad Meir Ushnai Mimishpacha Ve'Veisi Eschem Tzion. And he said, oh, this pasuk is meant to be taken literally. Not everyone's going to merit a chelik in the Gula Asida. Don't say this. It's interesting. Both of the exchanges is the Talmud, is like the Charif. And he's saying, don't state. And the Rebbe has this chasidus, right? Rabbi Yochanan tells his Talmud Reish Lakish, don't talk this way. And Rav tells his Talmud Rav Kahana, this is not the way you're supposed to talk. Right, the atzas keinim versus the fire of the na'arim. But the bottom line is, I mean, it sounds like that's what the pasuk is saying. But Rabbi Yochanan and Rav both said, nay, nishta zoi taich ben ha-pasuk, loy nichol ma'rayu da amr luhachi. Either way, the Gemara says, more on the note of Rav Kahana and Rav Chazid avakachayef reshe. Rav saw that Rav Kahana, he was literally shampooing and combing his hair, like when he was supposed to be learning. V'solik v'yaska made a Rav. And then only afterwards, like he was like preparing, making himself look nice before he came to learn by Rav. So Amalei Rav told him the following pasuk, V'loiti motzei be'eretz achayim, which at its surface a little bit sounds like Rav Kahana was just told that he's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Amalei, so he told him, Melo kolaitisli? What, you're cursing me? Amalei told him, no, kra, mina, you don't understand what I said. Loiti motzei Torah. Not, you are not going to be found Be'eretz Achayim. Loiti motzei Torah cannot be found b'misha mechaya atzmei aleh, if somebody has too much pleasure. But the bottom line is, if you're going to behave this way, then you're not going to have a proper kinyan at Torah. Zok the Gemara. So we just mentioned this pasuk. Ki ba'alti b'chem, v'lakachti eschem echem yir, u'shnai mi mishpacha. So on that note, Tanya Rav Simo Yoimer, Nemar, it says, v'lakachti eschem lilo'ot. V'nemar, and it says, v'heveisi eschem. Talk about Dover Be'itai, right? V'lokachti eschem lilo'am, ve'veisri eschem, what's the end of the pasuk el ha'aretz? Hazois. Makish yitziyosem yimitzrayim liviyosel ha'aretz. We're makish yitzias mitzrayim to bias ha'aretz. Ma biyosel ha'aretz shnayim mishishim riboy. Just like when the Yidden left, or when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, not everyone that left Mitzrayim entered Eretz Yisrael. Rather, it was Shnayim Shishim Ribay, right? Shishim Ribay left, and who entered? Yeshua ben Nun and Kol ben Yifut. Now, the truth is, there was the Yom Shemesu, Yom Shatamu Mesei Midbar. So really, there were Yidden that were part of the 600,000, other than Kalev and Yeshua, that entered Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim asks Kasha. But the bottom line is, high level, right, without getting too granular with the numbers, it was Shnayim Yishishim Riboy, Af Yitziyosam Yimitzrayim, so to Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Shnayim Yishishim Riboy. So, the Yidden left Mitzrayim 600,000. And when they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was only 2 out of the 600,000. Or if you take that number and you break it down a little bit further, 1 of 300,000 Yidden that left Mitzrayim actually entered Eretz Yisrael. Said Rav Simoi that you should know the same ratio was true with regards to Yidden that left Mitzrayim. So for every Yid that left Mitzrayim, there were 300,000 that didn't. That's pretty vild. So if 600,000 left Mitzrayim, you could do the math, it would be 600,000 times 300,000 in terms of figuring out how many Yidden were actually in Mitzrayim. Amar Rav, and Rav added to that, he said, V'chein l'moysa Mashiach. Yemoysa Mashiach is going to be the same thing. Meaning, from every 300,000, there's going to be one person. It's going to be Shnai Mishish and Riboy. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'antzo Shami Kimeinu Ureh, U'kiyoy ma'loysa me'eretz Mitzrayim. So just before we go weiter, so how many Yidden left Mitzrayim? 1 out of 300,000 left Mitzrayim. Now everybody knows, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, that 4/5 of the Yidden died in Mitzrayim during the Shloisha Simea Feilo, and it was only 1/5 that actually left, right? The Makar to that is a Rashi and Chumash, but really, it comes from a Medrash Tanchuma, which is also a Mechilta. I'll read to the Lashon HaMedrash. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, echad michamisha 1/5. V'yeshayimrim some say, echad michamisha 1/50. V'yeshayimrim some say, echad michamish meis, 1 out of 500. Rav Neroi oimer ha'avoid, I swear, no, it's echad michamisha salafim. It's 1 out of 5,000. So you have a few shittas, all with the number 5, based on the chamushim that's coming from the shayrish of chamisha. So it's 1 out of 5, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 500, 1 out of 5,000. Our Gemara has a whole other shita. Our Gemara says it's 1 out of 300,000. By the way, what does this even mean? So it's interesting. There's a pirish on the Medrash Tanchuma. It's called Bir Ha'amarim. It's the name of this pirish, and he brings as follows: Kosef Arab Balmidoi Soifrim Vezelu Shoynei Zeu Echad Me'amidrashim, referring to the Medrash, not even our Gemara. Asher Kol Yigioi Seinu Loititzlach Lefarshoy Oy Lekorve Lechol Apachas Al Afsharis. He said this is one of the Midrashim that it's impossible to make sense of. Meaning, if you want to try to have some simple avana, right? This takes us back to Kitab Al Rasail, the Machlokes Rishonim, whether you meant to take this literally, you're not meant to take this literally. He said, but this I have no way how you can possibly take this literally. Right, the Rashmi Shantz writes to the Yad Ramah that any person that has any seichel knows that every word in Divrei Haggadah is meant to be taken literally. Right? That's his argument. This Medrash, he says, I have no way how to make sense of. And by the way, this is not even our Gemara. Our Gemara takes the numbers and completely throws it off. So again, what this means, this is above my pay grade. Either way, again, it's Pilei Ployim, but we're about to have another digression here, which is going to go very, very much into the core of Dover Be'ita Ma'atayv. It's Erev Pesach. Zok Tegmar Tanya. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi. Pam Achas Echnasi L'Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi said, I once entered the great city of Alexandria of Mitzrayim. But Tzalsi Zok Enech, and I met an old Egyptian man. V'amali and he told me, Boi V'arecha Me'osu Avoyse La Mitzrayim. Let me show you what my ancestors did to your ancestors. Mehem Tuba Baya. Some of them were drowned at sea. Mehem Hargu Bacharev. Some of them were killed by sword. Mehem Miyuchu B'minyan. And some of them were crushed literally into the binyan, meaning instead of using bricks, they would use little Jewish children. And it was because of this that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. Shenema, the pasuk says, now, the Gemara quotes the end of the pasuk, we'll quote the beginning. So the context is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally convinces Moshe Rabbeinu to be the shliach, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And he says, go to Pari and you're going to see that Pari is going to let you out. And then what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Pari and Pari says, Tichbad ha'avoid al anoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayoshav Moshe el Hashem. Vayoymer, and he said, Hashem, lo ma'ariyoysa, lo ma'zeh, lo ma'zeh shlachtoni. He says, I don't understand. I thought we had a deal. I thought the deal was that I'm going to go and things are going to be better. They become worse. Umeyaz basi el Pari ledaber b'shmecha, heira lo ma'zeh. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, and he told him, Chaval al da'avdin v'lo mishtachin. Ah, woe for the people that were lost. Woe for the people that were lost, that I can't find people like them anymore. Who is he referring to? The Avos HaKadoshim. Hari kamba pam in the glacial Avram Yitzchak Yaakov b'keil shachin. There were many times that I revealed myself to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And when I revealed myself to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, I revealed myself to them with the shame keil shachai. Yet, v'lo yihiru al midoisei. They weren't maharer on the way I do things. V'lo yomruli, and they told him, they never told me, ma shimcha, what's your name? And I'll prove it to you. Amarti l'Avram. I told Avram, Kumas alech baras l'okul l'rach b'kul l'chad. No, no. I promised Avram Avinu Eretz Kanan. Then, Pikesh Machim lik baras Sarah, he was looking for a place to bury Sarah in the beginning of Chaya Sarah. For like Matzah, and he couldn't find. Achakarab Arba Meir Shekel Kasev until he had to pay top dollar. For like Hira Amidoisai. And he wasn't Maharach Amidoisai. He didn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesterday you promised me the land, and now all of a sudden I have to swipe my credit card and pay top dollar? What's going on over here? Amarti li Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I told Yitzchak, Gur ba'aretz hazois, ve'ye imcha v'averachacha. I promised Yitzchak Eretz Kenan. Now, bikshu avadim mayim l'shtois, his avadim are looking for water, v'lai matzu, atcha asu meriva, he got into a fight, shenema v'yerivu roi grar, and roi Yitzchak neim alonu amayim. Why do you have to fight with the roi grar? He could have kept it for himself. And by the way, he had no tainus. V'lai hir racham idoisai. Amarti liyakiv, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aretz asher atah sheikh v'lai l'cha tenena. The land that you're lying on right now, I'm going to give you. Yet, b'kich makal matoya halav v'lai matzah. There was a point where he was looking for a place to pitch his tent. He couldn't find atcha kono b'meya kisita from Shechem. Right, he had to pay top dollar for it. V'lai hir racham idoisai. V'lai amru li mashimcha. Abba v'ato amarti li mashimcha. B'tchila, the first time I revealed myself to you, my Rabbeinu, you wanted to know what my name was. V'achshav, and now, that things are not going 100% the way you thought they were going to go. Now, after Omerli, you tell me, V'hatzala yitzalto es amecha, ata tira asher es lefare. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paroi. Meaning, Belchemes, Paroi ateroi, you're going to see the war against Paroi. Abavi ateroi, Belchemes, Shalashav Echem Elohim, you're not going to see the ultimate success. You are not going to merit to enter Eretz Canaan. And this is the first time Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to enter Eretz Canaan. Now everyone knows the Kasha. I thought it was because of the Chet of the Meimeriva, I hear. But the bottom line is, this is the rest of the story of the end of Parshas Shmois, the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Why are we talking about this? Because we're talking about the fact that so many Yidden died in Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And the Shibud of Mitzrayim was such a heavy union that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't wrap his head around it. Ad kidei kach, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, go to Paroi and you're going to see, there's going to be a geula. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi and the whole union backfired. And it was because of this that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to be able to enter Eretz Canaan. We're going to get back to this in the raid by Ezra Hashem. But before we do that, so the Gemara now is going to digress a little bit and talk about another place where you find that Moshe Rabbeinu is wanting to and struggling to understand a little bit the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the exact context is Parshas Kisisa. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hareini nos kvaydecha. This is a very cryptic psukim here in Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to see your glory. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leisucha liris hespanai, ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chai, right? It's impossible. Yet, stating that, Hashem tells Moshe, I'll let you see something, right? He tells him, V'hoye b'avor k'foydi, v'samticha b'nikros ha'tzur, v'sakoysi chapi olecha ad'ovi, v'asiroysi eskapi v'ro'iso esachoyroi, ufanai lo yeirov. So again, this is way above our pay grade, what's happening over here. But on some level, Moshe Rabbeinu is zoicha to see the Shekhinah. Now, immediately afterwards, the next psukim say, Vayim Hashem al Moshe, psalacha shnei luchis avonim karishoyim. And then you have the Yud Gimel Midoy Shal Rachamim. And after Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Hashem, Hashem, keil rachim v'chanon, the pasuk says, Vayimayir Moshe vayikoyt arzu vayishtocho. So without learning this chumashir style, it's very, very hard to know what's flying. But this is the very, very high level that we need to understand the next Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see the Shekhinah, kilo yirani adam v'chai. He tells him that you'll be able to see me from behind, not from the front. And then all of a sudden he hears the Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachamim, and Vayimayir Moshe. Quickly Moshe runs, Vayikoyt Arzo, he bows down, Vayishtoch. So the Gemara wants to know, Ma'ra Moshe, what part of all these psukim got Moshe Rabbeinu to be Vayimayir, Vayikoyt Arzo, Vayishtoch? Something just happened that caused him to bow down. What was it? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamla said, Erech HaPayim Ra, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Yud Gimel Midoy Shel Rachamim, one of them was Erech HaPayim. And when he heard Erech HaPayim, he was very, very besimcha, because he understood that it meant Hashem will be Marech Af, right? He's going to delay his anger to the Rishon. and he was so excited with what he heard that he gave Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Hoidah was manifest Vayikoyt Arza Vayishtochu. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan say Emesra. No, it's just the opposite. What he heard was Emes. Emes is also one of the Yud Gimel Midos. And when he heard Emes, he got scared, and that's why he bowed down. He bowed down at a Pachat. He bowed down because he was worried. If this is going to be Emes, then how do you survive in a world of Emes? A Braisa that supports the Mandamah that says Erech HaPayim. Raw, the Tanya into the Braisa. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing the words Erech HaPayim. Amal Afanav. So Moshe told Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Erech HaPayim Litzadikim? Is this Erech HaPayim for Tzadikim? Meaning, you're going to be Meirech Af for the Tzadikim. As if to say, you're not going to reward the Tzadikim right away. You're going to delay payment. That's bad for the tzaddikim. Amalei told him, "Af the rishon." No, you're going to see. I'll be meirich af even for the rishon. That a rasha that doesn't aveira said, "I'm not going to punish him right away. I'm going to push off the punishment." Amalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Rishoyim yavedo." He says, "Why are you being meirich af for the rishon?" Amalei, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Hashta chazes maidem ibayolach." He says, "Ah, you're going to see. At some point, you're going to regret saying this. You're going to want me to be an erech apayim." And the Gemara says that happened. When did it happen? Shachat Yisrael when the Yidden sinned by the cheto ego. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Like it says in the Torah, Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Loi kacha martali, Erech HaPayim litzadikim. Didn't he once tell me that there's no reason for me to be Meirech HaFed Rishon? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I'm going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading. So Hashem tells Moshe, what do you mean? You're the one who told me there's no reason to be Meirech HaFed Rishon. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, the obvious answer, Amal Afanam, it's true, that's what I told you, but it's not what you told me. At the end of the day, your word goes over my word. Ribbono shel olam, lo yikach amartali af l'rishon, v'hainu d'chsev. The Braisa concludes and says that this is what it means when it says by the tefillah of Moshe, v'ato yigdol no koyach Hashem, kasha dibarto le'emar, and at the end of the passage is Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed. That Moshe Rabbeinu is invoking erech apayim when he's davening for the yidden by the chete egel. Why this? Because he had some shakl of a time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Erech HaPayim, and Erech HaPayim is somehow going to save the day. But what do you see from this braisa? You see that Erech HaPayim made a huge roshan on Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says this is a braisa that supports, not mamash checkmate or raya, but it supports the shita that holds that vayimar Moshe vayikadarze vayishtochu ma'ra Moshe. He saw the mid of Erech HaPayim, another mekar to this Indian that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the mid of Erech HaPayim and it made this huge roshim on him. Rabbi Chaga have a solid puzzle with arguing the way Rabbi Bar Shela. So Rabbi Chaga was once walking up the steps of Rabbi Bar Shela, Shamila Hu Yenukadam, and then he heard a child saying the following pasuk: Eidoisecha nemnu ma'oid leveischa noav akodesh Hashem la'orech yamin v'samach le. Now, what does it say earlier? So this is Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik Gimel. Earlier it says Tfila leMoshe. Right, that's Kapitel Tzadik. Now, Tfilah L'Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu is the author of this Kapitel Tilim. Right? We know Tilim was written by 10 people. It's not all David HaMelech. And many of them were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And really, it starts from Kapitel Tzadik, and then it goes on. I think the next 11 Kapitloch are all Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, starting from Tfilah L'Moshe was Tzadik. If that's the case, then that means Moshe Rabbeinu said this. Amas Rab Chaga said, Shema Mina Erech HaPayim Ra. He was teaching the Erech Yomim is related to the Midah of Erech HaPayim. You see what a Roshan made on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mistaber, like the Manda Amar, that the Vayimahir Moshe Vayikoid Arzo Vayishtachu is referring to the fact that he saw Erech HaPayim. One last Gemara. So, again, the theme minus the digressions is Olam Haba. So we have one more Gemara here that talks about the schar that the tzaddikim are going to get in the end of days. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atara b'roish kol tzaddik v'tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a crown on the head of all the tzaddikim. The Marshan, this Gemara says that this is what Chazal meant when they said that Olam Haba im bo'ilei achil v'lo yishtiyo el tzaddikim yoishvin v'atoroiseyem b'rosheyem v'nenem b'ziv ha'shchino. So that Inyan of atoroiseyem b'rosheyem v'nenem b'ziv ha'shchino is related to this of Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyois atoro b'roish kol tzaddik v'tzaddik. What's the makar to this? The pasuk says v'hoi b'yoy mahu yi Hashem tzfokos la'teres tzvi u'letzfiras tifara L'shar Amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in a teres tzvi. He's going to be a crown. So you see, in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the crown. Now, Maila teres tzvi v'letzfiras tifara. What it means is, who is Hashem going to be a crown for? It's la'oisin ritzoinoi. Right, tzvi means ratzoin. So it's going to be like tzvi for the people that do the ratzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tzfiras, tifara means bilosha mitzapin liyeshua asai. People that are waiting for the Yeshua. Yachal HaKoyel, you would think any person that fits that criteria is going to get it. I mean, what else could you do? If you're oisir ritzoinoi shalmakoi, and you're mitzapin liyeshua, right? L'chayra means you lived a good life from a spiritual perspective. No, it's still not enough. Talmud loymar l'sha'or amoy, l'misha mesem atzme kisharayim. Even then, only if you're an anav, only if you're humble. But if you're not humble, then already there's no ashrayis hashchina, right? Then ein aniva hu. Then we can't be together. It's only going to be true for someone that's humble. The pasuk continues and says, "Uluruach mishpat la yoyshev ala mishpat v'legvura mishivei mocham ashar." What does this all mean? Uluruach mishpat zaroy des yitzra. It's referring to somebody that's going to judge his own yitzahara, meaning he fights with his yitzahara, or he does tshuva for averus that he already did. The rishonim say, "V'la yoyshev ala mishpat zeh adon din emes lamitoy v'legvura zeh meskaber al yitzra mishivei mocham." What does that mean? These are people that enter early and late. They come to the Beis HaKnesses, they come to the Beis HaMedrash. What's the difference between these tzaddikim and all the people that don't, that are not tzaddikim, but at the same time, they're still on some level being oisir ratzon Hashem? This is a very tricky little brisa here, right? Because it sounds like we're talking about tzaddikim, but there are tzaddikim, and not all tzaddikim are going to be zoicha to having a Kadosh Baruch Hu be an atarah b'reish called tzaddik v'tzaddik, right? You could be an ateres tzvi, and a tzfiras tefara, meaning you're someone that's oisir ritzoyno, you're mitzapin liyeshua, but you have to be a shar amoy. And not just that, you have to be a ruach mishpat, a yoshev ala mishpat, a gvura, mishiv emocham eshar, which the Gemara just darshan. So it sounds like not all tzaddik, just because you're a tzaddik, but you still have to check off some of these other boxes in order to merit this schar of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu being a Atara. So the Midas Adin told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not following 100%. Like, what's the difference between these tzaddikim and that tzaddikim? Amalaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'gam eila b'yayin shagu u'bashechar tou paku pliliya. Meaning, the tzaddikim that don't have these Midas that I'm referring to, even though they have mitzvahs, but at the end of the day, gam eila b'yayin shagu u'bashechar tou, they're mamish like shikers. Paku pliliya. And as a result, they're not going to have Olam Haba. What does Mipaku Plili? Of Ein Puka Ela Gehenim, Shenema Loisia Zois Lachalif Fuka, Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Vein Plila Ela Dayonim, Shenema Venasim Beplilim. Meaning they're going to be judged, that's the Dayonim, in Puka, in Gehenim. So the people that don't have these Midas, at the end of the day, they're not going to make it. And the reason they're not going to make it is because of the fact that ultimately they were like Shikorim. Again, this is a very cryptic Gemara. Talk about tzaddikim that are not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So again, like so many of these Gemaras in Perek Chelik, we can understand them on a very surface, superficial level. But if you want to understand it better, you have to do a deep dive into the Rishayim. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned a Dvar Agada, which is well known because Rashi brings in a Chumash in the beginning of Parashas Ve'era, right? So I think that, you know, when you talk about Rashi and Chumash as something being famous, so not all Rashis and Chumash were created equally from a popularity perspective. But a Rashi that's like before Sheni, that you learned in Yeshiva, that I think is on some level famous. So this is a Rashi right in the beginning of a Parsha that everybody's learned. It's right in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. And now we know that the Makar to it is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yod Aleph. Right? One of the things we saw learning Perek Chelek, that the Makar to a lot of Agadat Gemaras that we only heard about are right here in Perek Chelek. Right? There's a good chance, just statistically speaking, if you had to take a stab and try to figure out where that Agadat Gemara, just say Perek Chelek, right? The Soif Sanhedrin. It's a good chance to get it right. But anyway, this is a Dvar Agada, and it's mentioned right here in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. And the Dvar Agada goes as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I want you to be the Shliach, I want you to go to Paroi, I want you to tell Paroi that he has no choice, he has to let my people go, right? Send the Jews out. And you're going to see, he's going to listen, Altsvet Zayin Gut. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi together with Aharon, who's his Maturgamon, and Paroi says, what? The Jews have time to come up with these crazy ideas that God revealed themselves and he's going to tichpad avoid al anashin. That means they aren't working hard enough, make things hard. And as soon as that happens, Moshe Rabbeinu runs to Hashem. Vayoshav Moshe al Hashem. Vayoymar Hashem lama reyosa lama ze lama ze shlachtoni. Umeyaz basi el paroi ledaber bishmecha heira la'ama ze. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, chaval al da'av devolayim. Oh, do I miss the Avos HaKadoshim right now? Wow. How nice would it be for me to be negotiating with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Halavai, I can go back to those days. Chaval al da'avdin, abivalom mishtakhin. Why is the other so different than Moshe? And what's so terrible about what Moshe Rabbeinu did? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you should know, I never, ever revealed myself to them beyond the toyar and the title of Kel Shaka. Yet, they never asked me my name. And there were never Maharachami Doisai. There were times that Avram could have questioned me. There were times that Yitzchak and Yaakov could have questioned me. But they never ever did. Despite the fact that all I ever revealed myself with was the name of Kel Shakai. Yet, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, who I've revealed myself to more, you're questioning me the minute something goes a little bit wrong. Chaval al da'avdin. Now in our Gemara, it's a little sosom, but Rashi and Chumash, when he brings this agada, he brings it on the pasuk. The opening verses of Parshas Va'era. Vayedaber Elokim al Moshe, Vayoymer Elav Ani Hashem. So again, Parshas Bereishis ends with Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Lama Ariyosa, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shlachtoni, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that because of what you just said, Ato Tire Asher Esel Lefaroi, but when we you didn't go to Eretz Canaan, and they overthrow the 31 Malachim, you're not going to be there to be an eyewitness. And then Parshas Vayera begins, Vayidaber el Kim el Moshe, Vayoymer elav ani Hashem, Va'era el Avram, el Yitzchok, vel Yaakov, bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, loy noidati lohem. So says Rashi, that's where this Chazal is coming from. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Moshe Rabbeinu? Va'era el Avram, el Yitzchok, vel Yaakov, bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, loy noidati lohem. What Shaiches? It's this hergish of chaval al da'av devla mishtakhin, that by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I never had a situation like this where they were maharachim yidoysai. And by the way, it was Shmi Hashem lo nedati lem. And the only Shem that I ever revealed myself to them with was the Shem of Shakai. And you, who I've already shown more to, you're already being mahar. That's the response to lo mahar yoysa lo mazeh, lo mazeh shlachtani. If you take a look at the Ramban, on this pasuk of Va'era Avram el Yitzchok vel Yaakov bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lahem. So the Ramban brings the Eben Ezra, who says a pshat in this pasuk, and then he expands on what the havana of the Eben Ezra is. So this Ramban is a famous Ramban, and it's really not a Ramban; it's an Eben Ezra. But the reason it's known as a famous Ramban and not as a famous Eben Ezra, because really the Ramban is the one who did the work in Eben Ezra. So very often the Ramban quotes Eben Ezra. This is not Ramban quoting Eben Ezra. This is Ramban bringing in Eben Ezra and saying, let me tell you what I think is going on in this Eben Ezra. And I think it's kedai just to read one excerpt of this Ramban, which is, again, really an Eben Ezra. The Inyan HaKosav, pshat in this pasuk is, Ki nira la'avois b'shem hazeh, shehu menatzeach marches ha'shamayim. What does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I revealed myself to the avois, but when I did so, I did it with the shame of Kel Shaka, right? This is Yesoidus over here. The Inyan of the shame, Kel Shaka, is, it's the shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menatzeach. What does it mean, Menatzeach? He wins over the Marches HaShemayim, over the Mazalis. V'lasois imam nisim gedoyle, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles of b'shlein nispatam min ha'olam. But at the same time, he's not changing the tefa. The inyan of Kel Shakai is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is performing a miracle. It's a miracle. But it's a miracle al piderech ha-teva. It's a miracle where the Eibush is not being mishan of the teva. Berav pada isam imavas. And you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this midah with the avas. And that's what he means. Va'eru el Avram al Yitzchak vel Yaakov Kel Shakai. Because you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there was a hunger, he went and he was pada isam. And he made sure the others weren't going to die. Ultimately, they had food. Right? Avraham Avinu fights a war, he gets saved. And you find the others were very wealthy. They had a lot of things, good things in this world. Now the truth is, they deserved it. Why they deserve it? Because they kept Torah mitzvahs. And the Pesukim in the Torah, right? Kabbalah is oil mitzvahs, the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. Parashas Bechukosai, Parashas Kisavai. How many times does it say in the Torah that if you do the right thing, you're going to be rewarded? But stating that, says the Ramban, even though that's true, that it says in the Torah that when you do the right thing, you're going to be rewarded, but recognize that's not teva. That's really a miracle. There's no rational explanation why if you do a mitzvah, you should be rewarded, but if you do an aveira, you should be punished. All that is a miracle. But if a person would be left just thrown into the wind and let his teva, let his mazel, you know, decide what direction he's going to blow it. There's nothing he can do or not do that would change his fate. Everything that happens is nisim. They ain't nistarim. But they're nisim nistarim. To the person who doesn't understand, he looks at it and he thinks, oh wow, this is menhagay shalaylam. But really, it's a miracle. It's oynish and schar. The reason people get fooled is because, I don't know, it looks like teva. Yeah, he made it, he didn't make it. Okay. What's that have to do with anything? That's a miracle. That's teva. That's the way 7 billion people on planet Earth's life sort of works. Yeah, but when it comes to Yidden that are under the memshol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a midah called Kel Shakai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to determine a person's fate, not based on his teva, not based on its mazel, but based on schar v'oynish, based on how the person conducts himself and how he lives his life. This Shem is the Shem with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfaced with the Avos HaKadoshim. I'm skipping a little bit. Vinei Amar Elikim LaMoshe. But then Elikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Moshe and he said as follows. Nireisi LaAvos B'Koyach Yodi Asher Ani Shoydid by Mazalis. V'Oizel LaBechira. I already showed something to the Avos. The Avos saw that their life was incredible. It was Shaloi K'derech HaTeva, albeit B'derech HaTeva. I showed them that by them being my chosen ones, I'm going to give them things that other people are not going to get. Avol B'Shmi Shal Yudke. But as relates to the Shmi Hashem, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Asher Boi Nia Kol Hoiva, through which the entire world came into existence, Loi Noi Dati Lehem, I never showed that to them. Livroi Lehem Chadoshois, Beshinoi Atoilodois, that's not something that I ever did. I've never done that. V'lochein, therefore, Emor Levnei Yisrael Ani Hashem, I want you to go to the Yidden, I want you to tell them Ani Hashem. V'toidia Lehem Pam Acheres Hashem Agodol, let them know that there's a Shem Avaya, there's a side of me that the world has never seen. And you're going to see what's going to happen. And they're going to understand that I'm the Bari Olam. And then at the end he says, this is what Devin Ezra meant. You can't make this up. He says, even though Devin Ezra said this, but I don't know if he even chap what he was saying. This is classic Ramban Devin Ezra tension. No, the Hadvarim Atikim, but above my pay grade. But the bottom line is says the Ramban, that this is what's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe ve'erel Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel Shaka, that when I revealed myself to the Avos, I always did it with the Kel Shaka, which is a certain anhogas nisis, but it's a nes nistar, it's a nes b'derech hateva. Abru shmi havaya lo yinedati lem, I never showed them the shem havaya. And you're going to see, go tell the Yidden, right? The next pasuk, Lochein, Emma, I want you to go tell them that what's coming for them is not shayach, because they're going to be zoicha, they're going to see a certain side of me that even the Avos HaKadoshim, we're not zoicha to see. I saw in the Shiurim from Rameir Alevi, the Rameir Soloveitchik said, one knech. He said, remember, this was a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's taina of Lama Ariyos, Lama Zeh, Lama Zeh Shlachtoni. So Chazal say, Chaval al ta'avna v'lam mishtakrin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bemoaning. But al derech hapshat, what's the response? I hear, it's not a response. Which I tell you. But understanding it on a little bit of a pshatiga level, said Rameir, I'll tell you what the response was. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Pari, and he tells Pari as a message from God, it's time to let the Jews go. If Pari would have listened, and if Pari would have said, yeah, the Yidden are allowed to leave, then it would have been going a shtickle b'derech hateva, right? Then okay, things are going to just work. Gevaldik, we're just going to leave. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that Ushmi Hashem lo yedati lem to the Ovis, but to you, I'm going to show the Shem Havaya. And by me showing you the Shem Havaya, that means that you have to leave al derech nes. And if Parish is going to let you go out, then it's not going to be al derech nes. That's the response. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying to understand your ways. I don't understand. Good, he shouldn't have been maharach amidoisai. Chaval adabdom lo mishtakin. Abel HaMaisa says, Ramei, what's in the truth? It's Moshe Steiner. Lo mariyoisa, lo mazel, lo mazel shlachtoni. What's in the teretz? And the teretz is, Ok Rameyer, the teretz is, that ve'era lavrom al yitzach vel yakab kel shakai. Till now, it was kel shakai. Till now, everything goes b'derech nes nistar. But it's b'derech hateva. But now it's about to change. Now everything is going to play itself out. Right? Now already everything is going to be different. In order for it to play itself out, but derech hanes, Pari can't let you go. Meaning, if the nes is going to be a nes nistar, so perfect. Let Hashem go, manipulate the heart and mind of Pari. Pari's going to sign off, and boom, everything is going to work itself. But that's not the way it's supposed to go. That's not the way it's supposed to go. The way it's supposed to go is al pi derech hanes. It's lochein emar l'bnei Yisrael, ani avayah. It has to work like with the Shem Havaya, which the Rabban brings, explaining that Ben Ezra means that it has to go Nes Shaloike Derech Hateva. If it has to be Nes Shaloike Derech Hateva, Pari can't just let you go. So yeah, have no fear. You're ultimately going to be the Shliach. But being that it has to be Shaloike Derech Hateva, Pari can't just let you free. And that is the teretz to the kasha of Loma Hariyos, Loma Zeh, Loma Zeh Shlachtoni. This is the way Rameir Alevi explained it in the Shiur Malatayr in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era. But I just want to end with one classic Brisker Rav, and that is the Brisker Rav. And this is in Chedushei Maran Rizal Levi, Ala Torah, and it's in Parsha Shmois. It's in the end of a shtickle, Dibra Maschel U'Moshe B'nei Yisrael HaShiyashu B'mitzrayim. So if you want to see it, it's the very, very last paragraph. It's the end of a long shtickle. But this is from the Brisker Rav in Sefer. The Brisker Rav said a different shot. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I want you to go to Paroi and deliver a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and he wants the Eden to go out. And you're going to see he's going to let you out. And what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu goes and Pari says, what? The Jews have time for this nonsense? Tichpado avoid al anoshim. And vayoshav Moshe al Hashem vayoymer Hashem lo ma'ariyoysa lo ma'zeh lo ma'zeh shlachtoni. Umeyoz basi al Pari ledaber v'shmecho heiru lo ma'zeh. Right? It didn't work out the way it was supposed to work out. Said the Brisker of, what's the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha? Meir Alevi said al Peter Rambam. But said the Brisker of, what's the answer? You know what the answer is? We know that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for how long? 430 years. Moshe b'nei Yisrael ha'shiyosh b'mitzrayim shloshim shana v'abim me'ashana. 400 years. Yodoya But at the end of the day, how long was the Shiva Mitzrayim? It was only 86 years. What happened? We're missing a whole bunch of years. 86 years, right? We're Chaser 314, which is the gematria of Shakai, by the way, this is what HaKadoshim say, because the Sefer brings this, right? The Kale Shakai. That's the difference between, but the bottom line is, think about all the, or if it's 354, in turn of 344, the gematria of Shmat, but we're missing all this, what's the answer? So the Rishonim say, and it's really based on Chazal, it's because the Koshi HaShibut, because in 86 years, the Shibut was so bad, that it counted qualitatively, as if the Yidden would have been in the Shibut for 400 years, or they would have been in 430 years. In other words, the way the Yidden were able to leave Mitzrayim in an expeditious way was because there was a Koshi HaShibud. It was because of Tichpado Avoida Al Anoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told, go to Paroi, and you're going to be the Shliach to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And the minute Moshe Rabbeinu goes, what happens? Tichpado Avoida Al Anoshim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's going on over here? Vayosha Moshe LaHashem, Lom Ariyosa, Lom Azal, Lom Azal Shlachtoni. What's the answer? And the Teretz is, Octobris Kirov, the Teretz is, Heine Nadvorim. Because the Tichpado Avoida Al Anoshim was the Aschal to the Geula. Fakert! The second Moshe Rabbeinu walked into Paroi, the Geula started. The Reidlich started turning. But in order for that to happen, we're chaser all these years. How are you going to catch up? The Yidden are going to leave and a year from now they're out. How are you going to do this so fast? The Teretz is, Tichpa do avoid al anoshim. Moshe was a shliach for Geula. And the minute Moshe walked into Paroi, the Geula happened. It looked so bleak. It looked so terrible. Tichpad avoyda l'anoshim. The teretz is that is what was needed for the geula. On a tichpad avoyda l'anoshim, there couldn't have been a geula. Moshe was a shliach for geula. That means everything Paro did was geula, geula, geula. And tichpad avoyda l'anoshim was eichet achepzef in geula. Where was the geula? The teretz is it was the koshi hashivot. And the koshi hashivot is ultimately what allowed the geula to happen. And the truth is, the hergish is an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable hergish. Sometimes the Eibishter brings geula and the Eibishter sends Yeshuas, but it comes with a koshi hashibud. And the koshi hashibud sounds so counterintuitive to the bracha the person got and to the schooler he thought was going to work or to the tefillahs that he thought were going to be answered. But the emes is, sometimes this is the mahalach of geula. And really, Golus Mitzrayim is the av. It's the avi avos of all the Goliaths. And Gulas Mitzrayim is the avi avos of all the Geulois. And it's a maisa of a similar bottom. It's a microcosm of all Golas and all Geula. The original Geula, the minute, imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach Hashem. I mean, this sounds to me like the biggest school ever. You could do whatever you want for 40 days in a row. It doesn't come to this. And what happens the minute Moshe Rabbeinu walks into Paro? Tichpad avoyd al anoshim. It backfires 1,000 times. But the Teretz said Maran Agriz, Tosin Gevein Achevtsof in Geula. Because without the Tichpad avoyd al anoshim, we'd still be there. And the only way it was shayich for us to get out was with the Koshi Hashivot. Geula sometimes comes with a Koshi Hashivot. So you this. Sometimes this is the way it happens. You know, we live in a dar where there's a koshi hashibud. There's a koshi hashibud. Mamish, there isn't. Every single day, the tzaris you hear are outdoing the tzaris that you heard the day before. Nu halavai, this should be the tichvad avoyda l'anoshim. It should be geula, geula, geula. And really, Misha Omar, lo ilam oydai, yoymer l'tzari seinu dai. That's the shame, kel shakai. And we should be zoicha to see lochein emor levnei Yisrael ani avaya. We should see the shame avaya, which is the shame of rachmi. We should see nisim shaloi kederech hateva. And one second, this whole business and this whole nonsense could be over with. We should takabi zoicha to see it. B'mer b'yameinu amen.